to me, I don't know why, and if I'm totally off, you could let me know, is I just feel the urge to say that what you're doing is enough, and what you're doing is good, and what you're doing is right. Welcome to the Jasmine Star Show, where we talk about life, business, and everything in between. Today's episode is another coaching session, which I absolutely love. I don't know, y'all. I really love talking about business. I am an introvert, but the minute you talk to me about business, I am all of a sudden like the WB frog, like, hello, my honey. Hello, my darling. You know, I mean, I come out, I'm like quiet, and then you get me talking about business and you put me in a box and I'll sing and dance like it's vaudeville. Okay, so this coaching session is with four members of Social Curator. Social Curator is my monthly membership that empowers business owners in all different industries to build a brand and market it on social media. You will hear from very different industries today, and I want to introduce you to who we're going to be chatting with. In this session, Nicole, Brody, Janine, and Lynette ask some very juicy questions, not just about their businesses, but how I pivoted careers. So things specific to how I transitioned from wedding photography to a business strategist. Also, we chat about overcoming imposter syndrome. We talk about just the business of business, and we get real, y'all. I cannot wait for you to hear it because I know this episode will inspire you to take action in your business today. So let's listen in.
So my name is Nicole Leffer. I own two businesses, but my main business is an e-commerce chocolate supply company, or really a chocolate ingredients company, and we sell a few supplies that I started 15 years ago in college from my parents' living room and grew to become a whole brand that we ship all over the US and Canada, and we supply both retail consumer customers and wholesale customers with really high quality ingredients for chocolate candy making. So our customers buy anything from 1 pound of chocolate to multiple pallets of chocolate at a time. It just is a huge range in that. And we have a really unique product that is a really high quality chocolate that's also easy to use. So usually in chocolate, easy to use chocolate is low quality, and a high quality chocolate is really hard to use. So where we're really unique from the market is that we have high quality chocolate that is also easy to use. Our big initiative right now is bringing in bloggers and influencers to be trying our products and using them for blog posts and really getting the word out that we even exist. When they try it, they go crazy. They love it. It's so much better than what you can buy in a craft store or in a grocery store. And very few people in the scheme of the size of the chocolate market in the United States know we exist because we are a small family-run business. And so we don't have a huge budget. We can't like pay influencers to use our products and then write about them. But when we can get it in their hands, they go so insane and crazy that it doesn't matter how big they are. They tend to write about it and use it. So my question is, how do we use our social media and especially our Instagram, which is pretty new to Chocoli to be even on Instagram, but how do we use that to really grow this influencer program while also like still talking about our brand in line with like just to our customers? How do you recommend like approaching the influencer to offer this to them? Like if we get, once we get all these partners to do it, to put this cool kit together, like how do we then go to the influencer and approach it to send it to them?
Great. So you would reach out to, we'll just call them vendors, even though they're industry peers, you're going to reach out to 6 other vendors, or you'll probably have to reach out probably like, I don't know, 20. And then once you get 6 committed, and you're going to start off by saying you want to create sure to incite FOMO, fear of missing out, right? So you're going to send an email. It's like, I've reached out to a small group of people, but we're only taking 6 or whatever your number is, right? So you have to incite the reason why somebody immediately is going to want to take action. We're going to be limiting this to 6. We're going to be creating an influencer box. Our goal is to create an influencer box that supersedes $500, $1,000, whatever you want. I actually love $1,000, like $1,000, $1,000 influencer kit. We would love to have your goodies with it. As a result of us shipping this, we're going to have these printed out documents. So you're going to show them a sample. It says Chocoli influencer kit sponsored by blank, blank, blank. Their Instagram accounts will be listed. And you say, do I have you to do this? How much is the value retail? They send you all their stuff. Then what you're going to do is you're going to make a small investment. You can reach out, go on Craigslist, go to a local college, reach out to a local videographer and say, for $400, I need somebody to film me for 1 hour and give me three different types of videos, one square, one horizontal, and one IGTV. So this videographer is going to come in and she's going to set you up and you're going to be like, I am so excited. I have this sponsor and this sponsor and this sponsor. We're so excited to create our influencer kits. I can't wait to reach out. If you would like to be considered for our influencer kit, you let us know. You know, ain't nobody going to reach out to you because that's not your market. But what are you doing? Inciting FOMO for the people you do reach out to. Because once you put this out on IGTV and once you put it out on Facebook and YouTube and Twitter and Instagram, once you put it out, then what you're going to do is you're going to start DMing influencers who you have previous relationships with, who you might have already sent a kit to. You're going to reach out and you're going to say, hey, Jolene, so good to see you again. We're sending out influencer kits. We just appreciate what you did for us last time. Would you be interested in receiving our $1,000 Chocolate and Friends influencer kit? If she says yes, you send that out and you package it up so beautifully that on her Instagram stories, it's just irresistible that she's going to, at minimum, Instagram story the unwrapping. That alone is powerful. And then she has the tools to then create a curated post as a result of what that is. And then you could say, can have it be contingent. We send you the influencer kit and we would love an Instagram post. Ask for what you want. I totally think that you can incite FOMO on both ends. You become the conduit. And as a result of you becoming the conduit and you connecting the influencer to your vendors and their vendors, it's a value add and you're creating content for them to share. Imagine you spend $400 on the videographer and then you send it to all of your contributors and you ask them to put it on their channels. What are you doing? You're creating marketing, girl, on all ends. I just have the chills down my right arm. I want to get into chocolate. I want to start being a part of this influencer kit. I love this idea. You are a doer. You are a doer. You are going to do this. I already know it. And when it happens, I want you to tell me the results.
Thank you so much. That's very
Thank
helpful.
You. I appreciate you. Okay. So let's, because we're going to keep this conversation like evergreen. I don't want to know the exact date. By what time, I mean, in how many weeks, how many months will you be sending your influencer kit?
I'd say I could get this all going in the next 3 months, like full out.
Great. So 12 weeks.
Getting ready for the holiday season too. So.
Okay. So the goal is in 12 weeks, I hear back from you. Anything. I don't care if it's done or not, but I want you sending me a DM and saying, this is where we're at. And I hope, and I have no doubt that you will say our influencer kits are going to be shipping at the beginning of next year.
Thank you. This is very, very helpful.
How can people find Chocolate on Instagram?
It's a Chocolate Chocolate, Chocoley. Chocolate.
Beautiful. Thank you, Nicole. I appreciate you.
Thanks, Jasmine.
Thanks, doll.
My name is Brody. I built a very successful brand photography business. I travel 2 to 3 times a month working with people. I'm at this point where I'm really interested and want to get into your head around social curator and how you kind of transitioned yourself from being that, you know, photography where in a way, I don't like to say this, but there is kind of a glass ceiling when people, you can only work with so many people and so many hours and you're only making money when you're making out or when you're only making money when you're actually working, right? So I kind of want to get into your mindset a little bit when you kind of started transitioning into social curator and how you kind of really started dreaming up about that and then launching that into the world.
You know, I have to take a step back and let people know that, like, just like Brody, I didn't know what the next step would be. I knew that, thankfully, I started my career as a wedding photographer and over the years grew a very successful wedding photography business. But like you had mentioned, and I say this with full humility, like this is not a hashtag humble brag. It's just like facts. So we got to be to the top 1% of the 1%. We were working with magazine editors. We were going on shoots. We were traveling the world. We were being paid a premium to do what we do. And I realized that I could only take on a certain amount. And then what happened was people were asking me a ton of questions. And so I started creating educational resources, which turned into online courses. And no tea, no shade on online courses. I did it and I realized, oh, I'm not really sure I like this so much. And I couldn't really figure out what I didn't like, but it just felt like a sweater that didn't fit. And so as a result of creating multiple online courses, and it wasn't a fit for me. It's a fit for so many other people. And I love it and I applaud it. And I'm like I root people on, like hands down. It just wasn't for me. But I realized that as a result of creating those courses, we were asked the same questions again and again and again. So let's pause here. Whatever industry you are in, and I'm not just talking to Brody, I'm talking about anybody who's listening. Brody comes to me and says, hey, I see in the future, there's a glass ceiling. And if anybody's hearing like, hey, there's a glass ceiling, or perhaps I'm not sure if I want to do this long term, I want everybody to take a step back and say, what are the questions that I am always asked? Because there's a reason, without us knowing, that would happen. One time I heard somebody says that, you know, you are so good at what you do when it's easy for you and difficult for other people. And for years, Brody, I was like, I can say, like, I'm not the best. I'm strong at social media. And I thought it was so easy. And I was like, come on, guys, just get it. You know, it was, you know. And people are like, no, Jasmine, we don't know. So the three common questions I was getting after result of creating three online courses. Number one, Jasmine, I don't know what to say on social media. So what happens, I should outline the courses that I did. I did an Instagram for Business course. I did a branding course. I did a marketing course. Like, and at the result, at the end of it, people would say, great, I know what to do. I don't know how to do it. And my response was, you know. Second question, Jasmine, it's easy for you to say because you're a photographer, so you have photos. And I'm like, I was like, I shoot a lot in my iPhone. Come on, people. I made iPhone tutorials, right? But what I was doing was creating more resources for the what and not the how. And the last thing that I would get as I created these courses was, Jasmine, but you taught this, like this course is a year old. I want to know not what's happening in Instagram 5 months ago. I want to know what's happening in Instagram now. And I kept on going over these questions again and again and again. And I will tell you, I was on a dog walk and my husband and I are walking and I'm like, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do and I don't know how to answer these questions. And JD, my husband and business partner, said, what if we were to put together a box, like a box of props that we could send people? And every month we send them like a video tutorial on how to take pictures of their props. And then we were kind of like, tell them, hey, this is what you should be saying. And I was like, well, that's a really dumb idea. Like, I don't want to get into the inventory space. So then we're walking and I'm such a jerk, right? I'm a straight shooter. They're like, I don't like that idea. And it's the starting idea that gets you to the end idea. Week after week, having the same conversation on the same dog walk, we got to this point where we say, well, what if we took lifestyle photos? And what if, because caption writing for me, it's not easy, but it's effortless, right? It comes from me. And I realized that I was able to dissect the anatomy of a caption. And people are like, but how did you do that? And I was like, you know, no, they didn't. So it was breaking down the anatomy of a caption, understanding what was driving engagement, understanding how to personalize the caption, understanding how to create a clear call to action. All stuff that freaking came to me that I thought came to everybody else in the same and equal proportion, which it doesn't.
Yeah.
And then I realized that I have a knack for marketing. Like, it flows through me. I'm a channel. And so when it came to creating Social Curator, it was only in service to answering other questions, not in service of me trying to come up with a different business structure. So the point is, all of it is, you must continue to create and watch the questions that are always asked of you. When you create a business based on people's desires or needs, you will always be in business. When you create a business to do something you think people want, it's going to be a little bit of a struggle because you still don't know what they actually really want.
Yeah. That's why I was honestly so happy for this call to be happening now, because don't get me wrong, I will always be doing brand photography. I absolutely love it. Like, it fires me up. But this last little while, a lot of other photographers have been asking me, how do you get a fully booked out brand photography business? And I'm kind of similar in the sense with you. I love marketing. It's my other favorite passion. So I'm feeling that might be the next road for me and the next step for me. And now I think it's just going out and doing the market research. But hearing exactly what you said is just listening to it's always listening to your audience, right? And what is your audience saying to you, and building a product or a service based out of that.
Absolutely. Can I sit here for a second with this? Because I want to get off this call with you saying, I know three things that I want to do next. And what we've just done is done a 30,000 foot esoteric, wow, this feels so good. Great. Rah, rah, rah. I hate the rah, rah. I hate the emotion. I hate inspiring people. You want to know what I want to do? If I'm going to inspire you, thank you, son. Thank you. You've been around the block with this homegirl. Okay. Woo. So let's sit down. Let's sit down a little bit and like break this apart. If you're saying brand photographers are asking you, how do you get a fully booked out brand photography brand? If that's what they're asking you, your next objective isn't to create a course. Your next objective isn't to monetize. Your next objective is to listen to how they're asking the question and then regurgitate an answer with them on free content. Free content on Instagram, free content on Facebook. Make those videos. Based on their comments on the free content you create, you then, only if it's hot, like only if the topic is hot, you will then create a free resource, a PDF, a video, an ebook, something that's going to be more robust. But in order for them to get the free information, free, you're not charging. In order for them to get a consolidation of everything you've known and learned in a really beautiful consumable format, they're going to have to give you their email address. And based on the feedback that you get from this, like, so for instance, one of our highest performing like resources is jasminestar.com/branding. It's a free branding bundle. Like, it took me literally 8 years to get all this information consolidated into this branding bundle, right? So what I want you to do is watch what people say after they receive the branding bundle, or in your case, whatever that resource is. So from that, then I got the questions. Then I was like, okay, let's format it. Then I tested it with free content, added another freebie, tested with free content, add another freebie. Once I heard back in this process, now here's the thing. You seem like you're a quick start. You seem like you can synthesize. I'm slower. It took me about 2 years of really honing in and focusing on what entrepreneurs blanket wide wanted. It might not take you that long, but I'm telling you, it took me about 2 years before I was able to put together content. And then once I put together content, I actually put together a live workshop.
Yeah.
And ooh-wee, it was like pulling teeth to get people to buy. What all this goes to show is play the long game, put out free content, see how people are responding to it, put out more free content, see how people are responding to it, really sharpen your teeth. So after the call, your only objective, Brody, is to post on Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn. Like long form content, see what they're saying, see what they're doing, take that, synthesize, and reapply again.
I'll do exactly what I do to get my brand photography clients, but shift the message into what they're actually asking. So perfect.
I love
this. Thank you so much.
Brody, how can people find you on Instagram?
At Brodes Images.
Awesome. Thank you, homie. Appreciate it.
So I'm Janine Mix, and I'm the CEO of The Complete Boutique. I help retailers build a more fulfilling and profitable business. But also, part of my struggle at Brand Builder was that I wanted to start this kind of money business with my husband. But my question is kind of more related to The Complete Boutique, because I think I'll use similar methods. Most of my business is marketed online, so I think it will apply. But what's the best piece of advice that you have for building a successful membership?
Having a very clear idea of what the transformation is. The transformation becomes the foundation as to why, number one, somebody would join, and then number two, why they would stay for the long haul, and then number three, leveraging the relationships that they make within that so people can have parallel transformations. And like, I feel like I'm legitimately speaking to the choir, because what happened as I see you going through this transformation. And when I first started Social Curator, I didn't really have it identified. And there came a point in the time where it got really rough. So we launched Social Curator. It went off fantastically. Our minds were blown. We're like, this is amazing. How is this happening? Oh my gosh. And I specifically spoke to JD, my husband and business partner, and I said, I don't want to look at the numbers. I don't want to, like, because we don't know what Social Curator is quite yet, I don't want to look at numbers, and I don't want to be dissuaded from the thing I've been called to do. And so we went through two launches, what I thought were successful. I'm like, this is amazing. I can't believe this. And then we revisited the numbers 6 months later. And if you could believe, our numbers were identical to what they were when we launched. We had invested tens of thousands in ads. We had done a whole bunch of stuff. We had successful launches, and I was like, how did we not grow in 6 months? And the answer was two things. We didn't know how to promise people the version of themselves they wanted to be as a result of joining Social Curator. And number two, we didn't know how to build a sense of community to let people know that they were not alone, because people were leaving Social Curator and they have to complete an exit survey as to why they were leaving. And the common thing we saw again and again why people were leaving was, I don't think that this could work for me. And I was like, Are you kidding me? I keep on getting all these emails from people who are killing it, like their businesses are growing. And then I realized the reason why people don't think it could work for them is because they had nobody modeling what could be possible for them. And that is when we decided to add a group. And it was the group that highlighted the transformation. So the best thing that I have done after a lot of hard work and with a really incredible group of people to highlight, like, hey, Jasmine, is it clear the transformation? And so now when people join Social Security Curator, we put them in one of five stages. And then we have a clear pathway of how do you ascend through the Social Curator model. And then each month we have barometers of measurement and exercises to continue buttressing the fact that they're in a particular stage and this is how you move. Because the hardest thing when it comes to a membership, on average, industry-wide, memberships retain their members around 4 months. And the number one reason why people leave within the first 2 months is overwhelm. I don't know how to apply the things that I'm learning. And the biggest churn for people in months 3 and 4 is I'm not using it enough. So what we have to be very clear, at least specifically in our team, and I feel like I'm being very open and vulnerable, and I don't want to sound like a know-it-all, like, oh, this is what we're doing. It's literally, this is what we are in the process of working on right now. It's our whole goal is that Social Curator has changed tremendously from being a resource. Here's what you could do to a tool. This is what you can do because you have everything you need right now. Because people don't need another course. They don't need more information. They don't need to feel like they're not doing enough and they're overwhelmed. What Social Curator has to do is say, we know you're overwhelmed and we know you've taken every course possibly outside. Now here are the tools that you need to deploy on the strategies that you've learned. So this has been a big transformation of us. And part of people using the tools is actually taking action. Just do something with the things that we have given you. Because if you just do something with what we've given you, it will work. So just do something. So our big objective is selling the transformation, breaking it up into stages. In each of those stages every month, giving them a clear set of things that they could and should do. Because when they take action, they see results. And when they see results, they want to go into the community. And when they go in the community, they make friends, the same way you have with like everybody that you have had a transformative experience with. And then you want to stay there and continue to push each other forward. That has been the thing that I have learned most strongly by way of a membership.
Wow. Wow. Thank you so much. That's so helpful. I think I get that transition. I can see where my 2 month members are overwhelmed with information that I provide. And I can definitely see if it doesn't have a clear transformation, how it's just another to-do list. So everything you just said, I can listen on repeat every day.
I absolutely love it. So what do you think by somebody being in your membership, what is the thing that they want? And what are you delivering on?
They want more sales. My retailers want more sales. I think that's what they need and want.
And what are you delivering on? So to bring everybody up to speed, you're a retail
consultant. Yep. And I do have a membership. I have two. One is kind of go at your own pace. If you want to consume information, it's already information that's there. The other is what I call my insider group. And so that group, my retention in that group is actually well over 6 months. So the people who stay with me stay. I can see where the people who leave right away, the overwhelm, and I can see with the people who leave in that 3 months is they just don't feel like they're, I definitely get that email. I just feel like it's great information. I'm not taking advantage of it. So I'll come back when I can take advantage of it. Within that, I have information where I give them one thing to implement into their business every single month that can increase sales. I mean, ultimately it comes down to sales. And so it's a strategy, one strategy. I do private consulting, but this is a way to kind of break it into that tangible doing, right? So I talk about why the topic is really important. I give them tools, resources.
I love this.
Yeah.
And I need to go into what are you going to, so now that I have a much better idea, now let's get into the do. Mm-hmm. It looks like we have two major points of attrition, months 1 and 2 of overwhelm and month 3 of getting it, I'm just not using it. So what I want to do after you get off this call is to write down what am I going to do for overwhelm in months 1 and 2. What, you know, you have to start going, you have to start cataloging what was too much. Was the action too much? Was the information too much? Should you drip out the contents a little bit slower so they actually feel like they're doing it? So you have to go back and assess. And then in month three, I would encourage you, everybody who hits the month three, to send them an email and say, you are here in month three. And maybe you feel like you're not using all of it, but what I want to do is let me incentivize you by paying for 2 months and you getting your third free if you sign up right now. You just need to give them a reason, say, give me a little more time to serve you in a way. So you have two strategies immediately to deploy after the call, because I'm telling you, if you're saying that most of your members are staying after 6 months, if you get them past month three, they're in, and you will see like this income, passive income, not passive. You work for that income, girl. Ain't no thing is passive. You get to see the recurring revenue, and to get them to that point, I think would serve you extraordinarily well.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. I appreciate it, babe. Thank you. Yeah.
I'm Lynette Williams. I am a homeschooling mom from Florida, and I'm so excited to be here because I really feel like I am just, you know, your average run-of-the-mill mom just trying to do business from home and just living life. So I really hope.
Okay, so Lynette, I'm already cutting you off. Because you and I will not have a conversation with there being a pre-qualifier. The word just is a word that's like a curse word of my soul. Because when you say, I am just, whatever follows that, I don't believe you. I don't believe that you're just a homeschooling mom from Florida. I believe that you are having transformative moments for young human beings who are going to change the face of America. That's what I think they're doing. I think you're going to create beautiful, brilliant human beings who are looking at their mom, who are building a business, who will then be empowered to go and do the same thing. That is not just anything, dollface. You are a walking fireball, and you also create powerful content. So there you go. That's your new title. All right, I cut you off, but that's where we're going to be. I don't know why I strongly feel that I need to tell you that what you're doing is enough. Because I feel like the question says, how much more can I maximize? To me, I don't know why. And if I'm totally off, you could let me know. Is I just feel the urge to say that what you're doing is enough, and what you're doing is good, and what you're doing is right. I have had the ability on the inside of the group to sit front row to the content that you're creating for others, and it's powerful and it's transformative, and you give it all away for free as a way to build trust. So the story, if there's ever a doubt that you're like, how much more can I maximize? How about say, how much more can I tell myself I'm doing a really good thing? And that's what I just want to, I know that I don't even know where this answer came from, but I'm just feeling it in my gut that you are enough, you're doing a great job, and the energy that you put out is being reciprocated, and it might not come right now, but I am telling you it's going to come really shortly. You have to sow your seeds so that you can harvest something in the next 3 to 12 months. And if you're in it for the long game, which I know you are, you're going to be fine. You're going to be fine.
Thank you. Yeah, I really appreciate you saying that, because it's true. There is a little bit of a disconnect between what I'm sharing and giving in the social curator community, and the feedback is amazing. And then I will share the same exact thing in my own Facebook group, and it's crickets. And so I'm like, I feel like you're saying, I feel like the value is there and the concept is good and it's valuable. And in one case, people love it. But then when I share it in my own context, it's like, it doesn't do anything. So I appreciate you saying that, because you were right in feeling that from me, because I do kind of feel like, where am I dropping the ball?
Okay. Ooh, look at this. It started off as QVC and now it's turning into Oprah. Okay. So let's take a step back. I loved sociology in college. I liked human behaviors and why we do what we do. Humans are fascinating to me. So the position you are in your group is leader. And not just leader, you're leader with something to sell. So every time you go into your group, there's a little tiny thing in the back of somebody's head. Well, here's Lynette doing this to ultimately sell me something. Mm-hmm. Now, it's not just you. It's 100% me too. Whenever I go out on social and I just have a social conversation, lots of engagement. When I go out and I'm telling you, Lynette, just at the time of this recording, I put something out, I'm like, join me for this free Instagram conference. My engagement is like crickets. even though it's free. I was like, I promise, guys, there's no hook. I'm really mean, guys. Like, still nothing. Because people feel there's an ulterior motive. And I cannot be intimidated by that. Your objective and my objective is just to keep on showing up. So over time, people believe you. Now, let's take a look at your role on the inside of Social Curator. You're one of many curators. You're of the people and for the people. So that when you put almost virtually the same content, people say, wow, look at my homegirl. Look what she's doing and giving me for free. And are you essentially doing the same thing? You're giving with the context of selling? Yes. But your position within a social hierarchy is different. So it's going to be received different. So on that note, girlfriend, let's just take a step back and let's just do some numbers. How many people are in your group?
I think I'm up to about 35.
35 people?
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. So statistically, on average, 6 to 8% of people in a group are seeing any given post. And it's dependent on how active that group is. So if you were to take 8% of 35, a few people are actually seeing it. So if you're getting like 3 likes, you're like, I'm doing pretty well given the circumstances. Now, this is Lynette fishing in her own pond. What would it look like on the inside of the Social Curator group with a few thousand people? Same ability for you to share this. And guess what? Your customers live there too. So you can choose to say, I'm not doing enough in my group. Why aren't people responding? Or you can choose to say, I'm doubling down on my efforts. I'm fishing in my pond and in another pond. And there are customers who don't know they're my customers quite yet. Keep on saying that to yourself and let's just chat in 4 to 6 months.
Okay.
I appreciate you.
I appreciate you too. Thanks so much.
You're the best, babe. Thank you. Friends, weren't these so good? I absolutely love these sessions. To learn more about Nicole, Brody, Janine, and Lynette, check out the show notes linked in the episode description wherever you are tuning in from today. If you would like monthly business coaching with yours truly and just a lot of insightful masterclasses, the best way for you to do that is to join Social Curator, my monthly membership site for business owners that gives them the tools to build their brand on social media. Now, we talk about tools. I am talking about straight up solutions. If you don't have photos to post on social media, we have lifestyle stock photos. We have customizable caption templates. We have a monthly marketing plan that we apply every month. And we do this all inside of a private community that keeps us accountable. If you are a business owner, you have to get inside of this community full of hustlers and dreamers. To learn more about the membership and the coaching within, you can head to socialcurator.com and maybe you'll be featured on one of these coaching sessions next. Thank you, as always, for tuning in to the Jasmine Star Show, and I hope to talk to you soon.